This is Curtis Fox for ACLU.org. On April 12th, the ACLU released nearly 500 files relating to civilian deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan. They were obtained from the Department of Defense through a Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, request. This is the first time these files have been made public.
One of them that's a good example is at Bates number 1355 through 1358.
John Tracy is a military and legal consultant for CIVIC, the Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict. CIVIC worked with the ACLU to analyze the files.
The Iraqi was a student at the university in Tikrit, and they were driving home in the car, and they failed to see that a U.S. convoy had pulled over on the side of the road. The file says that the driver had poor vision, didn't see the convoy trying to stop traffic, and they shot at the vehicle, and they killed the individual in the passenger seat.
It's called a statement of claim, and it basically asks the surviving family member to explain the circumstances of the death.
That's Jamil Jaffer, deputy director of the ACLU's National Security Program and one of the attorneys on this FOIA project. He describes another claim made by an Iraqi civilian.
There's one file in which a mother of a 9-year-old boy describes the boy wandering out into the street, and the boy is playing with a ball, and a stray bullet hits the boy in the head. The files are very disturbing to read. You know, they're firsthand accounts by surviving family members. Some of them are in broken English, but the human side of it really does come through.
Civilian casualties in war are nothing new, but the files reveal the U.S. military's confusing system for dealing with them. Under the Foreign Claims Act, families can be compensated by the military for the loss or injury of a relative. But there's a catch. Combat-related deaths of civilians, what's sometimes called collateral damage, is not covered. Only accidents or negligent acts on the part of U.S. soldiers. This is a distinction often lost on Iraqi civilians, as John Tracy knows from firsthand experience. From May 2003 to June 2004, Tracy served as an Army judge advocate in the Baghdad area. His primary responsibility was adjudicating claims filed by Iraqis for harm caused by U.S. forces.
About 50% of the people who would line up outside of my office were filing claims for combat injury and death. And having to say no to all these people and having to try to explain to them U.S. policy became very difficult. They don't understand. They just know that they've been harmed in some pretty horrific ways, and they are looking for assistance.
In September 2003, the Army decided that commanders could offer condolence payments to civilians injured during combat. But according to Tracy, the condolence payment program created its own problems.
You have to keep in mind that the foreign claims system is very institutionalized. There's Army regulations governing it, as opposed to the condolence program, which is very ad hoc, and there's not really any guidance or rules.
Condolence payments, which are capped at $2,500, are often much smaller than compensation payments under the Foreign Claims Act.
There was a claim. It looks like the individual Iraqi, who apparently was deaf, was shot and killed by U.S. forces standing outside of a building in Samarra.
The military's summary of that file reads as follows.
On 11 April 2005, claimant's father was allegedly killed by CF forces near the Samarra Museum on Al-Matasan Street, Samarra. Claimant says that his father was deaf and would not have heard danger nearby. The claimant did not personally witness the shooting and relies solely on eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses related that the victim was shot by CF forces. The claimant does not know if his father was shot by CF forces responding to an AIF attack or whether CF fired directly on his father.
The family of the deaf man presented a claim under the Foreign Claims Act for $4,000. Which was denied after the Department of Defense concluded his death was combat-related. The Army, however, did offer a condolence payment of $500. Once again, John Tracy.
To offer $500 almost seems insulting to me. It doesn't make any sense why they would offer such a small amount when somebody was killed as a result of U.S. actions.
Tracy says that condolence payments are inconsistent. One Iraqi might receive payment for a death, while his neighbor might be denied for a similar incident. He also says that the files tell the story of a missed opportunity for the U.S. military to win the confidence of Iraqi civilians.
5 years into this war, we're still looking at the same problems. And it's very frustrating that the military isn't improving. in this area, as it should be, because I think there's a very strategic interest to provide aid to civilians that are harmed. The whole goal of winning hearts and minds, of building support within the community, but instead, the way that it operates on this ad hoc nature and so many combat denials, I think it just furthers the frustration and the dismay at what the U.S. military is causing them in their daily lives.
The ACLU made the FOIA request last summer, and it took the Department of Defense until April to release the files. John Tracy and Jamil Jaffer say that the 500 files released by the DOD are only the tip of the iceberg. They want to see all claims made by Iraqi and Afghani citizens made public. First, John Tracy, then Jamil Jaffer.
The military is a blunt object. You go over there with tanks and Bradleys and you give each individual 120 rounds. They are bound to make a huge imprint. And the American public deserves to know what that imprint is.
The Defense Department over the last 5 years has gone to considerable lengths to suppress this kind of information. These files allow us to understand the human cost of war in a way that I think is sometimes lost. People will read these files and have a better idea of the costs that are being borne right now by civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All of the 500 files released by the Department of Defense are on the ACLU's website. For ACLU.org, I'm Curtis Fox.